his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're continuing with your calls, and we have investigative journalist John Rappaport coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls after that. We're talking about all these preparations for economic collapse. We're talking about massive chatter and buzz on the Internet that we link to and document at Infowars.com with a talk of racially motivated riots, if Obama doesn't win. This is now pure identity politics we're talking about. Terry in Illinois, what's your take on this?
Thanks so much for taking my call. New listener, first-time caller. I'm right in the suburbs of Chicago, so this is very important to me, the subject in and of itself. I wanted to thank you because I think you've connected all the dots for me. And I don't have the same opinion as your former callers. I think we're dealing with a malignant narcissist.
Yeah, your phone's not too good, ma'am. You say you think we're dealing with a narcissist. You talking about Obama?
Yes. I'll take it off, speaker. Yeah, I think he is a narcissist, and I think he's got everybody fooled.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Listen, we don't really screen calls, but, guys, if you can't hear their voice clearly, we can't have them on air. I'm sorry, ma'am. I just couldn't really make out much of what you were saying. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you. This is Jason from Scranton that got taken away by the Obama Nazi SS. How you doing today?
You called, what was it, about a year ago or something? Like, were you, what was your story?
It was a few months ago.
What happened?
In August. I was the guy that started the radio show, and the day I started it, basically, one of my friends heard what I was saying about Obama.
Oh, that's right. They came and had the psychologist to take you away with the police, and then there were a bunch of other reports confirm where if you're a radio host and talk bad about Obama, that's mental illness, and they come and take you to jail and take your guns. No judge, no jury. Happened to Brandon Robb, the Marine, and others, and that's since been confirmed. We played the newscast where they said you're not allowed to talk bad about him. You've heard the school teacher who didn't get in trouble. She told her students, you don't talk bad about the president or you will be arrested. My son, who's part of extracurricular activities, has been told by multiple children when they learn that he's my son that he should be arrested. And they go to the head sports people or folks at other events and call for his arrest. And then they have to announce, no, you're allowed to not be for Obama. And he's not for Mitt Romney either. And they say, you need to be arrested. I mean, these are sick people.
Yeah, well, they know, Alex, that he's going to refuse to worship their Messiah. And it's just incredible. You know, I'm getting sick of it. We know why this, Alex, we're Christians. We understand the root of all racism. So this race riot stuff, if it happens, we know the root of it. It's Satan. I mean, anybody that has the Spirit of God in them understands that all of this stuff is just division, and it's making us hate our fellow man. What did Jesus say? Do to the least of it to me. Do to the least of me. And
well, that's right. But again, and when we respond to the incredible race division, provocateur, rabble-rousing of MSNBC, NPR, and others, we're the bad guys. They live this stuff. This is the model they use where everybody's at each other's throats and the government is the referee over everyone.
One suggestion to you.
Sure, go ahead. We're about to go to break.
Okay, could you maybe do like one nightly news program of just like a prophecy show? Could you think about it maybe?
You know, I don't really wade into all that. I just know that I try to love God and try to be a good person. I don't wade into just all the different interpretations of stuff that's out there. I just try to get people to stand up against evil right now. I've found all the prophecy stuff has become an excuse for so many people to not fight evil because they think it's the end of the world. We'll be right back to get into the forced drugging of our children. They say they want to drug all the kids now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sick of the globalists.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Across the United States and worldwide, I am Alex Jones. It is the second hour of this Sunday radio broadcast. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. I am a documentary filmmaker. If you're a new listener, I am also a syndicated radio host. I've been on radio for 17 years, syndicated since 1998. So 14 years syndicated. And never went above 100 stations. It would go back and forth, ping-ponging between 60 and 100 stations. The stations sold, and as stations changed formats, now we're well over 120 and rapidly growing. It'll be 160, 170 in a few months at the rate that we've got more than 50 stations in the process of signing on right now. So I need to start reintroducing some of the basics occasionally: the New World Order, the Private Federal Reserve, the globalist, eugenics, what their end games are. If you just tuned in on one of our great new affiliates out there, I'm just somebody looking for freedom. And I'm somebody looking for a level playing field, and I don't like tyrants. And I have stacks of news articles here today. We'll be going over some of them where they know, and they've known for decades, that sudden infant death syndrome is caused by vaccines, and they pay out through a federal multi-billion dollar slush fund to keep people quiet. I know that the troops have seen at least fivefold increase in deformity in their children since the use of depleted uranium, and there's more articles out on that in mainstream news today. I'm very upset that that's going on. It's also come out that TEPCO admits it knew problems at Fukushima before the earthquake hit it, and covered up the real radiation levels, just like they've done in nuclear disasters here in the U.S. It's this culture we see out of the globalist time and time and time and time again of just drinking their own Kool-Aid, believing their own lies. And as a society, more and more insane things are being done and being gotten away with by government and the big mega corporations that control it. And I'm simply here trying to get people to become aware of what's happening. Now, last hour, we got deep, deep into the 1.6 billion bullets bought in the last year by Homeland Security, the Army admitting and preparing for civil unrest in late October, early November. How that ties into the worldwide meltdown accelerating, the dollar losing value, quantitative easing, burning up the printing presses, but only giving the money to the ultra-rich. Talk about class warfare. They've got people saying raise taxes on the rich means $125,000 a year or more. That's not rich. Meanwhile, on top of all of that, we've got tens of trillions given to offshore banks who are above the law and pay no taxes. And I've got more news on that today in my economic stack. We're going to be getting to that as well. In fact, here it is. Social Security increases for 2013 could be lowest since 1975. Oh, but don't worry. They take your money, pay it into a big government fund, and then pay it as corporate welfare out the back door. This is AP. J.P. Morgan turns in record profit, higher revenue. Well, yeah, they're given hundreds of billions of dollars a year of tax money. Of course they're turning in higher revenue, record profit, higher revenue. So there's that. Fed actions to reduce mortgage rates may be helping banks more than borrowers. Washington Post. Oh, really? Think so? This is a giant robbery happening, and you've got people happy to be slaves if they get a free Obama phone or they get a little welfare, barely enough to live on. It's dependency. It's disgusting. It's sad. And now, puppet Romney has pulled ahead in many polls of puppet Obama, and so we hear the calls all over the web for rioting. And Thomas Sowell says he predicts it will happen if Obama loses. I want to get investigative journalist John Rappaport's take on that. Then we'll get to why he's really here today with us and more of your phone calls. Man Bear Pig's calling. I guess that must be Al Gore, because there was an announcement that the government even admits, okay, the earth's been cooling for 16 years now. Julio, Ronnie, Scott Free, Wayne, Steve, others. We'll be getting to you coming up. The number to join us on air is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But after the break, we're getting into the reason John Rappaport's joining us. He wrote a story about this. Drugs to improve learning, the New York Times. And it says, attention deficit or not, pills to help in school. Now, New Freedom has said, that's the big pharma group 5 years ago, presidential commission, they want to put half of kids on psychotropics and speed drugs. There's one of them on them right there. Now they are saying that everybody just needs to be on. And again, if I said there it is on screen, we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv for radio listeners. And again, John Rappaport wrote an article about this that we ran at InfoWars.com. Breaking down the fact that it is just an incredible crime that's happening. Again, we'll cover that after the break. John, what is your take? We only got a few minutes before break here on the hype of riots and people saying they're going to riot if Obama doesn't win. Again, John is a graduate of Amherst College with a BA in philosophy and worked in freelance investigative reporting 30 years. He's published the website nomorefakenews.com since 2001 and been a radio host as well. And he's written for major national newspapers and done investigative journalism work for national television. I won't get into his whole bio. But briefly, what's your take on October's surprise? Is it financial meltdown, wide war in Syria, Iran? What do you make of this big story that we're seeing all over the place that there may be riots?
Well, Alex, it's obvious that this is more, you know, class warfare, race warfare being promoted. I mean, here's the idea. Let's stir up as much trouble as we possibly can. Let's predict that all kinds of dire things are going to happen, because then maybe they will. Because then we, in other words, the controllers, the globalists, have a chance to shut down society, declare martial law, go in there with all kinds of troops and bullets, as you've described, and weapons and sound weapons, and invade towns and cities and inner cities on the pretext that we've got these riots boiling over, and then we can say the whole country's melting down and we have to impose tighter controls, more controls, more controls, more controls. So they're trying to float a self-fulfilling prophecy and stir up people all at once, because they keep publishing these insane comments by people out of nowhere. I mean, who cares who these people are, whether they're famous or they're unknown, who are saying, watch out, watch out. If Obama loses, riots are going to break out. We're not going to take this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, anybody can say this kind of thing, but they make a big deal out of it, so that they can then say, well, look, we said it's going to happen, and here it is. They want to provoke this into happening is what they want to do. And then they want to clamp down on the population and say, we have to protect you, we have to keep you safe, and therefore don't go out at night. We have all kinds of new rules and regulations and new surveillance. It's like a mini 9/11. You know, it's like saying, okay, this was an attack on America, these riots, and so I know you folks all want security, and we're here to deliver it. We've got new stuff you never even heard of before. We can spy on everybody all the time and predict what they're going to do, and in that way, everybody's going to be just fine. Everybody's going to be safe. So just take it in the neck as we're going to give it to you, and you'll be safe and protected. That's what they're doing, and they keep on doing it with, for different reasons. And this whole thing about race riots is just the latest reason they're giving.
Well, I agree with you, but at the same time, we did see the White House try to go in with the Justice Department and hype stuff up. With the Trayvon Martin case, where Trayvon Martin, it did later come out. I mean, you know, they showed his head all bleeding. He beat him up. That's what all the witnesses saw, including his black neighbor, said, no, the kid was on top of him, beat him up. They showed a photo that was 7 years old. That's why I call him a kid. He was actually a huge man. His dad was a gigantic guy. And it's sad what happened to Trayvon Martin, but they really want to get this going. And the question is, why? We'll be right back to break down the drugging of your children. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous
four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you're just joining us, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got investigative journalist John Rappaport on the line with us via video Skype. You can watch at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com if you're a radio listener and want to check out the video feed. If you go back to 2006, the Associated Press, WorldNet Daily, others reported it. We covered it. One of the board members of the National Presidential Commission had a pang of conscience and went public. You can pull up these articles. And said this was written by Big Pharma. It's called the New Freedom Initiative, very Orwellian name, like the Patriot Act. And it seeks to get half of the kids in America on psychotropic drugs with guidelines written by Big Pharma to have the school nurse, the school counselor pushing on them. Now, Ron Paul sponsored a bill. They shot most of it down in 2006. Now, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. If you expand on that, they're back. And there's a big PR push that, oh, everybody's going to get free screening. Isn't it great? It's kind of like getting a call. Hey, you get a free duffel bag if you come to this timeshare meeting. And it's a 14-hour sales pitch. Or it's like being put on the rack and being tortured. Well, this is much worse. This is, hey, everybody gets free psychological screening of young children. From pre-K right up to college, you're going to get a psychological screening with guidelines. And the guidelines, we read these on air earlier in the week, it says don't trust authorities, have anxiety, have trouble sleeping, sometimes get angry. Well, you need to be on drugs. That's it. And John has an article, it's up at InfoWars.com, bombshell, mind control engineers now drugging children for social justice. That's a quote. We have the head of the Texas Psychiatry Board, at least he was the head of it at the time, 5-6 years ago in my film Endgame. He was asked by Representative Susanna Hupp of the Texas Legislature, why are 69% of Texas foster kids, and that, by the way, that happens to be the national average too, on up to 7 psychotropics, or that's the average, 69% are on 7. He said, well, they come from bad gene pools. She goes, do you do gene tests? No, they just have bad gene pools. So it's really eugenics. And now they're saying, I mean, here it is in the New York Times, all over the place, oh, it's not just for problem kids or kids with bad grades. Everybody needs to be drugged now. So they're not just saying 50%. They're saying Ritalin, Prozac's good for you. John, break down this bombshell information.
Unbelievable, Alex. I thought I'd heard everything. We got these doctors who are now saying, well, here's the thing. If you're raised in a poor family in the inner city, then there's no way you're going to get a level playing field, especially in school, with kids from families that have more money. So on behalf of, get this, quote, social justice, we have to put all these kids on Ritalin, Adderall, which are speed drugs that are prescribed for ADHD. We don't care what they have, what the diagnosis is or isn't. We just have to get these kids on these drugs so that they can perform better in school. And so that's what we're doing.
And forget that Adderall and all these drugs have been proven to shrink the brain, swell the heart, all sorts of growth stunting, burning them out. The New York Times says, look at this great kid. And he's got huge black circles around his eyes. Looks like a zombie. It's like, your kid needs this too. So now you're racist if you don't want to put all the inner city kids on speed.
Exactly. And this kid actually was eventually put into a psychiatric institution because he was reacting so badly to Adderall. And then eventually they put him on an even more powerful drug, Risperdal, which can just directly cause brain damage, I mean, in lots and lots of people. So what they're doing here is, now here's where the craziest part is. You see, they're calling this social justice. Well, you add in to this volatile mix in inner cities, you've already got violence, you've got extreme poverty, no jobs, high crime rate, terrible schools, and all the rest of it. Now you're going to light a match and you're going to pour it on that flame, because these drugs, like Adderall and Ritalin and so forth, because they are speed, they increase violent behavior. So now you're going to add that final piece to it. Right. And now guess what happens when you back up and you've got thousands of kids who are in that environment on these drugs? You're going to get a tremendous upsurge in violent crime. That's what you're going to get. And this is what some people will remember. Gary Webb, famous journalist who's been dead now for a number of years, wrote a series in the San Jose Mercury called Dark Alliance, in which he showed that in South Central Los Angeles, poverty-stricken community, the CIA was permitting and assisting crack cocaine to come into South LA and to destroy that community, because the money that was coming from that was funding the so-called war on Nicaragua that the United States was covertly.
Sounds like Fast and Furious. I've seen studies out there, people can pull these up, that if you've been on Ritalin or these other speed drugs, that you are up to five times more likely to become addicted and seek out illegal drugs. So before, the drug pushers went, hey, kid, come here on the playground. Now they go, oh, we're liberal. Here, little five-year-old black kid, take this, when they know it causes all sorts of problems. And they're just saying, we're going to target you, period. Because I saw some articles this week saying, put all the black and Hispanic kids on this, and poor white kids. And now they're saying, oh, put all the kids on it because the drugs help everyone, period. I mean, this is, how much more out of control does Big Pharma have to get? I mean, they're total drug pushers, period.
Total drug pushers. And as I cite in my article on this, the most authoritative study on these drugs shows that over the long term, they don't improve school performance. They don't improve learning. So this whole social justice nonsense rap that they're delivering, oh, level playing field, better school performance, that's a total lie, too, because the drugs don't deliver that. Absolutely not. So the whole thing is insane. I overheard a doctor some years ago. I mean, he was a well-known doctor who was saying at a party, he was standing there talking to people, and he said, what we have to do is put Ritalin in the water supply. That's what these people want to do. They want to just say, these are good drugs. Everybody should be on them. So let's forget prescribing them. Let's just sell it.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. That's what's frustrating about this. I know we have listeners tuning in are like, oh, yeah, right. I've got Fox News, CNN, you name it. We need Ritalin in the water. We need Prozac in the water. We need statins in the water. Japan's looking at putting lithium in the water, an antipsychotic that brain damages you. And it's so over the top. And, unbelievable. Look at this. This is from WebMD. ADHD and substance abuse, alcohol and drugs connected. And then it goes on to say that, yeah, it's a gateway drug. No kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've known people on Ritalin and these other drugs. They're total out of control. They just fry these kids' brains. It's true. It makes them sit down and shut up later. And I love how they pump these kids full of Diet Coke and
don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family.
You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future.
Don't fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126. Or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
About you, our listeners, to What You Got. I love talking with you about antiques and collectibles. I can't do that if you don't get in touch with me, and there are several ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, the most important and easiest one is to pick up the telephone and give me a call at 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791, or you can me, my email. Westchester, Pennsylvania. Hi, Hank. What you got?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Hank. Hello?
You mentioned this morning about collecting, starting households, and now we're at the ages that we have to reduce our assets. My train of thought is based upon a recent occurrence. My mother died 2 years ago, and I donating a lot of her things, or otherwise giving them away, her clothing, her jewelry, her art supplies and things like that. I think that maybe the question I wanted to ask is, what's the best way to, let's say, get rid of an estate overall? I realize there's specific details in accordance to every case, but in an overall estimation, how might I be able to unload my, well, recommend to my family when I die, how to unload my estate?
Okay, that's a very good question, Hank, and let me deal with that in some specifics and something. First of all, you hear me mention a book that I wrote called Sell, Keep, or Toss, mm-hmm. How to Downsize a Home, Settle an Estate, and Appraise Personal Property. I wrote that book for people in the very situation that you are, that how do I get rid of a house full of stuff? Today we don't live down the street from our grandparents or our parents, and so as what happens is that... you know, we don't have 6 months or a year to get rid of this stuff. We've got to get in there and get in and get out. So I put this book together and so forth. And what it does is, first of all, it talks about the fact that when you're selling things, you don't get what they cost.
Psychiatric facilities now for throwing fits. They're arresting kids who throw fits. And then you read about Skinner and all these guys. They said, don't let parents spank their kids. They'll act like animals. Then there'll be a societal crisis. We'll take over. And they describe when Dr. Michael Anderson hears about low-income parents struggling in elementary schools, he usually gives them a taste of some powerful medicine, Adderall. The pills boost focus and impulse control in children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But it goes on to say, now we just want to give them to everybody. I mean, how far will we let Big Pharma go? I mean, talk about the scandals that just came out in the last month, where all these big pharma companies got caught selling drugs they knew were killing people and didn't protect them, and putting vaccines out they knew were giving people what they claimed to treat. I mean, how does Bill Gates' foundation give hundreds of thousands of kids in India a polio vaccine that ends up paralyzing tens of thousands of them? It's in the news, but it's like no big deal. I mean, it's just we've gotten so accustomed to this medical tyranny, John Rappaport.
It's so incredible, Alex. Let's take that Bill Gates polio vaccine in India. 47,000 cases of paralysis from the vaccine. 47,000 cases. Now, you would think that in any half-sane society, you got a celebrity, billionaire, Bill Gates. You got his big program to vaccinate the world. You got 47,000 cases of paralysis in India as a result of the vaccine. I mean, I've been in media for the last 30 years. Is that a big story or what? I mean, how about a headline in the New York Times? How about the CBS Evening News leads with that and says, wow, look at this. And we're trying to get Bill Gates on here, but so far it's difficult, you know. I mean, you got a story everybody in the world is going to be glued to.
Did you know Bill Gates funds CNN, ABC News, CBS, NBC, The London Guardian, and hundreds of other publications? They spend close to $1 billion a year paying media. And when you think a health story is sometimes they'll have buried at the bottom that it's, oh, part of this foundation, and then that foundation's funded by them. Did you know that, John?
Yes, and that's why these media outlets won't cover it that way, you see. Because, just from the point of view of a reporter and an editor, you're always looking for a gigantic story to sell newspapers. But if you're already sold out to Bill Gates, who's funding you, then you say, well, we can't run that.
People ask why the dinosaur media is dying. It's because they can't help it. It's not media. Look, they've got the guy that made Super Size Me, Spurlock, coming out with a film breaking for the first time that a lot of news has been paid for. Folks, for 30 years, but in the last 5 or 6 completely, every TV show, I know people in Hollywood, is mainly funded not by the advertisers, but by government tax money to have anti-gun, anti-family, garbage in it, pro-Obamacare garbage. I mean, people don't understand. It's propaganda by the very definition.
Absolutely. And if anybody in the major media wanted to take a look at this whole business about drugging kids for social justice, it would take them about 10 minutes to realize that this is really a covert operation. And the purpose of it is really, at the top, to increase violence in inner cities. That's what it is. Because you're giving drugs to kids indiscriminately that create violent behavior.
And then the answer will be more drugs.
And the answer will be more drugs and more suppression of violence by the cops, you know, and riots and all of the above.
They've got it all figured out. Unbelievable. But again, that's only one angle you're talking about in the rollout of the New Freedom Initiative. I'm sure you saw the articles. They were everywhere this week. Just saying everybody's got to have a flu shot or you're going to give your neighbor the flu. And everybody's got to start taking Ritalin and Prozac because it boosts your IQ. I mean, they're actually, it's like Idiocracy or something.
Yeah, completely. I wrote a story, I don't know, 5-6 days ago about a very well-respected research group called the Cochrane Collaboration. They went back and they looked at every single flu vaccine study they could find historically. They put it through the meat grinder to pick the very best studies, and they came up with the conclusion that for healthy adults, no flu vaccine whatsoever of any type stops the flu from happening. And neither does it stop the transmission of flu viruses between people. I mean, this is an incredible revelation. The flu vaccine is totally useless. That's what this extremely scientific group discovered. And here you've got the government hammering away and the doctors hammering away and people in pharmacies. You've got to get the flu shot. You've got to get the flu shot. Otherwise, you're a traitor and un-American. It's all baloney. It's complete, absolute hogwash. They're just pushing this down everybody's throat because it debilitates people. That's what it really does, Alex. The drugs and the vaccines make people weaker. They make them more out of control. They make them less able to think or function. They make them easier to control in the long run. And, of course, they make trillions for the pharmaceutical companies. And the government and those drug companies are in this whole operation hand in glove and have been for a very, very long time.
They're literally zombified. I showed this last week on the show, and we come back from break and then take a few calls with John Rappaport here on the Sunday News Show. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Look, I showed a whole bunch of newspaper articles last Sunday, all saying, get your shot or you'll make your neighbor sick. It's your responsibility. Parade Magazine, Texas newspapers, you name it. And they had quotes like, don't listen to wild rumors. There's never been any side effect from a flu shot. So I printed off and showed TV viewers, but radio listeners told them where to go, gave the URL to the CDC saying death, paralysis, narcolepsy, permanent seizures, which is epilepsy, autoimmune shutdown, cancer. It's 20 pages saying it'll kill you, vaccines. It says it on the stinking inserts, and here are articles going, don't listen to conspiracy theorists. There's never been one problem, John. Not one, John.
That's why they've got this whole slush fund, as you said, to pay off people privately, secretly, quietly, whose kids have been brain damaged and destroyed by vaccines. That's why they can't sue the government, because the government and pharmaceutical companies made a deal about 15, 20 years ago that no longer would a private citizen be able to say to a big drug company, you destroyed my child's life with that vaccine.
Yeah, it was 1986. Yeah, absolutely. And they use our tax money to pay it off and then gag the families and then say we're conspiracy theorists. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, last Sunday I mentioned this on the radio because I know people listening all over the U.S., but all over the world, are bombarded with the same propaganda. It's the same globalist think tanks, same lies. And you'll just see newspaper articles every flu season. Lying and saying 36,000 die when the real numbers are about 1,000 to 1,100, all of them infirm or having medical problems. You'll see before school every year saying it's the law to take your shots. There is no law. They're trying to pass laws. I mean, it's just mass hoaxing. But if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv where we stream video, here is an article out of the Longview News Journal here in Texas. And it says, take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. It's the same story that I've heard. The medical shows that you're going to give your neighbor the flu if you don't take it. I thought if they had the shot, they were protected. But see, everybody I know that gets the flu gets it from the shot. which they now admit in the studies, but continuing. Listen, as it says, there is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. They give no facts, no hyperlinks, and it's the same literally in hundreds of articles. There is no side effects. Zero, 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 zero. We're going back to John Rappaport here in a moment, but here's the CDC.gov. Okay, and just go there and type in vaccines, immunizations, possible side effects from vaccines. And it lists it all here. And this is just a boil down that is 20 pages. It's thousands of pages if you click on each one. But let me just give you mild problems, headaches, upper respiratory tract infection. That's about 1 in 3 gets that. Stuffy nose, sore throat, joint pain, 1 in 6. Abdominal pain, 1 in 7. Diarrhea, gee, I wonder what else is happening. About 1 in 10. Fever, about 1 in 100. Oh, gives you fever. Blood and urine in the stool, pneumonia, inflammation of stomach, intestines. Oh, yeah, all the new increases in stomach disorders and Crohn's directly linked to vaccines. Oh, I'm on page 1. You want me to continue here? Here, let me just go through here. Some of these for you. I mean, it's got death in here, you name it. Long-term seizures, coma, lowered consciousness. Oh, you mean brain damage? US IQs, by the way, are down. Permanent brain damage, seizures, nonstop crying. That's moderate problems. High fever, 105 degrees. That's from the DTaP vaccine. We take the tetanus shot. I mean, just death, blood, autoimmune disorder. But, oh, hey, but John, we're conspiracy theorists. We're liars. We're rumor mongers. We're scum. Because the Longview Journal, along with Parade Magazine and everybody else, they told me there was never a problem, John. Do you want to apologize on air for being a piece of trash, John, like me?
We're both going to bow down and apologize. Yeah, that's going to happen when the world ends. So here's the deal. That study that I mentioned in the last segment there, that proved, in fact, that the flu vaccine doesn't stop the transmission of flu viruses between anybody. So when they say, oh, your kid has to get his vaccine, otherwise he might give my kid the virus, well, there's two arguments. You cited one of them. If your kid is already protected by the vaccine, what are you worrying about? And the second is, oh, now we understand that the vaccine doesn't prevent the transmission of viruses anyway. They just go all over the place. So this whole nonsense about herd immunity is just a bunch of baloney that somebody cooked up in the PR department at the Centers for Disease Control. It's all a gigantic hoax. And it's destructive because, as you heard Alex reading the adverse effects here, they don't stop. When you have some high thing called high-pitched screaming and high fever, you're talking about brain damage. That's what that is. And people, kids, get that all the time from the DHS.
Oh, I can't tell you how many people I know who went in for their four-month-old to get more shots, and the kid dies on the way home, and the police try to arrest them, saying, you must have beaten them because there's blood on their brain, when they know in the adverse reactions it causes an autoimmune problem in the brain and a ballooning. I mean, they know it. They don't just kill your kid. They try to throw you in jail after they murder him or brain damage him because the stinking death camp hospital, it's got to be let off the hook.
Exactly. Or if the kid doesn't die, then they put you through a lifetime of misery as you try to extract from the government, who's guaranteed the vaccine and told you to get it, enough money to give your brain-damaged child some sort of support for the rest of his or her life. They put you through the mill.
Oh, they wouldn't do that, even though they took 4,000-plus foster kids and radiated them to death, even though they sprayed St. Louis with nerve gas, even though the London Independent's reporting on massive increases in birth defects in Iraq and in our troops today. The government loves us and wouldn't do anything. I mean, they care. We should take extra shots. I don't want to be a bad conspiracy theorist now. Let's just take some calls here. Let's go to Man Bear Pig in Pennsylvania. Or I guess Al Gore called in. Al Gore, there's a new big study. Daily Mail reports the Earth's been cooling for 16 years. Should I pay you tax money to save the Earth, Man Bear Pig?
You should take your shots, Alex, like you're supposed to, you and John.
No, Al. Are you living inside the lockbox yourself now?
Hey, great show, guys, and you're touching on the most important thing with Obamacare coming up. I mean, what's going to happen? Are we all going to have to? Are we going to be mandated to take our shots? Like,
well, the IRS enforces it. What's wrong with that?
You bet. That's exactly what's up the road.
You're not a racist, are you, Man Bear Pig? You're a racist if you don't want government running your health care.
And I don't want to vote for Romney or for Obama.
Oh, racist.
It's scary. Double racist. Thank you for all you do, Alex, and all everything you throw out there. During your money bomb, how about you get your dad on for a little bit? You guys are so great together. That one time you had him on there.
No, that's a good idea. Drag my pop in here. Hey, my wife's been wanting to go on air, but she's never wanted to do it. Maybe we'll get her in here. Thank you for the call, buddy. Let's jam in another here. Let's talk to Scott Free. That sounds terrorist. In Colorado. You better support. I'm sorry, terrorist. Go ahead.
You better believe I'm an extremist, Alex. And to touch on the topic that you were talking about before with the Obamunists and how they're gonna cause these riots.
Obama.
Oh my gosh! I was at the Mitt Romney and Obama debate out here, and I was saying Obama out of the bullhorn I have. I was knocking doors for my business, and the guy said no. He runs down the street and he's like, "You're Obama guy. I recognize you." But a suggestion for the show, Alex, when you start off in the morning, you should have one of your co-hosts do a news blitz so he gets through everything, and then you can come out and pontificate all, as you do so well.
No, I need to shut up and actually cover more of the news. Good point. Let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Arkansas. You're on the air with other evil extremists that actually read the vaccine insert where it says it can kill us. And then get freaked out when the news says it can't hurt us. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, extremist. You're on the air, Wayne. I guess Wayne doesn't like being called an extremist?
No.
Okay, bye-bye, Wayne. Bert in Texas. You're on the air. Bert.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy. How's it going today?
It's going great. Kudos from Judge Tom Heads County out here in Lubbock.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind? We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, I just want to let you know, I woke up in January of this year, but I didn't hear the alarm when you woke me up back when I listened in January.
Well, I'm glad that you, how do you define waking up? I mean, you realize all is not well in the state of Denmark?
Well, I was aware that things were not right, but it's kind of like some people wake up in the morning, they hear the alarm, they wake up immediately. Other people are not morning people.
No, I hear you. Look, they're telling you in the news there's no side effects, and it's the law to take vaccines. There's not a law, and there are a ton of deadly side effects. And it's a fraud. They've never guessed the right flu for that year. And it reduces your IQ, and it makes you get the flu the next year. These are all mainline studies. And it's so frustrating to be informed and know the globalists are counting on us not being informed. I appreciate you joining us. We're out of time. Sorry to Christine and so many others that are holding. Great job to our fabulous crew in here. In the last minute we've got here, any other points you'd like to make, John Rappaport?
Just one point, Alex. We've got to maintain the freedom to say no to medications or vaccines of any kind. That's the bottom line here. Whatever people know, whatever they don't know, however well they're informed or badly informed, at all costs, we've got to maintain the freedom to say no. I don't want that. I don't want that for my kid. I don't want that for me. Other people want it. That's up to them. But freedom, as always, is the ultimate protection here, and that's what we're talking about.
And as you know, they've gone from hoaxing, saying it's the law to take vaccines, to going, okay, we need a law, and they're really trying to get laws in and trying to make first responders and people take shots. Folks, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. John, I want to put you on hold here at the end of the show because I want to set you up for sometime during the 48-hour broadcast that's coming up Thursday and Friday. Everybody can listen to it at InfoWars.com. But great job, my friend. Thanks for joining us. And thank you to the listeners. Thank you. And thank you to the crew. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.